Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9, FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Loco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Oh, my goodness. Almost missed that one there. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 11th day of September, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Excuse me. It feels like fall. I'll just put it like that. It was like 34 here this morning when I first got up. And it's starting to feel like fall. Oh, man. I think it's going to be a cold winter. Let's see what we got going. Well, of course, it's 9-11 today. Yeah, we're going to start off by talking about 9-1-1. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, 9-11, the super false flag. You know, we still, every year, you know, come... Pearl Harbor Day, you know, when that false flag, which is admittedly we've learned over the years, you know, that Roosevelt, he knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor a couple of weeks before it occurred. I mean, it was a false flag. They moved the carriers out so that they wouldn't be damaged. It was to get a war going, and so was 9/11. I mean, 9/11, you know, they were running. Of course, all the celebration. My God, people, what this is costing us. The people of the country, because we're paying for this fucking bullshit celebration of a fucking lie. A blatant fucking lie. In fact, a crime. A crime against our people. And what it has costed is immeasurable. The Patriot Act, by George Bush Jr., all the oppression has come with it, the loss of our rights. It's remarkable to me. And the fact is that more than 50% of the population of this country, I guarantee it, 60 or 70%, know it was a fucking lie. When they went to do the, they said, we're going to show the original newsreels from back in 18 fucking years ago. We're going to show the original film of that day. We're going to bring you back to that day. And, of course, they showed the first fucking plane hit the first tower. And then... A little bit later, they show the second fucking plane. And then they show the towers coming down. And then they showed that what they called, I mean, it's still, you can't, you're looking right at it. An explosion, you know it's a missile. It hit the Pentagon. You see the missile hits the Pentagon. There was an explosion at the Pentagon. Then they showed the plane that, you know, bit it in Pennsylvania. You know what they didn't show people? You know what they was not one part of that of that piece of history that was left, that one part that was left out? Building 7. Not a mention of Building 7. Because it has been proven, I mean, that it would beyond a doubt that that was a demolish. And so were the others. Those buildings were fucking demolished. It's been proved a false flag, but still, here we are. I guarantee you there's probably tens of millions of dollars will be spent today of the people's fucking hard-earned fucking money celebrating and reinforcing a fucking lie. They said, can never forget it. We can't never forget it. We're not forgetting it. But you better realize the majority of us understand that it was a fucking lie. And we understand what the lie was for.
Henry.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Katie here, thank you. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I just didn't have the radio on like years back, but I don't think I've ever heard as much, you know, like every top of the hour. I mean, they're, 9/11, you know, and this and that, and we'll never forget. And there's, you know, recordings of, you know, Bush Jr. And it's like, what's going on? Is this normal or for every 9/11?
Well,
I mean, it seems like there's a lot more coverage about it.
Oh, there is. There is. I mean, they were doing like a spectacular presentation today. I mean, I've watched it every year, you know, on the stupid box to see what they're going to, because, you know, they got the reflecting pool. All the money, you think about all the money they spent on rebuilding that tower for some rich Jew, and then a reflecting pool for the lie. All this money for the lie. The only thing that they can't seem to get financed is the money for the people who got the cancers from the dust and stuff when that building came down. That's why that building had to come down. It was full of asbestos, and it would have cost more to repair it than it would take to demolish it. Only, let's not let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, when they found the titanium... what did Cornkey call it this morning? The titanium asbestos passport with the Saudi Arabian passport. They showed the pictures on the television of 15 Saudis and 3 Jordanians who were supposedly the ones who flew these planes into these buildings and did this terrible act of terrorism. So we attacked Iraq. I mean, you know, the whole thing is it's just stinky shit. And then you find out that the yellow cake uranium never existed. So we're still at war there. So we're bringing democracy to fucking to the freest state in the Middle East and the most modern state in the Middle East at the time until we bombed them clear back into the fucking third world. But extra. I mean, this is these new propagandists. I'm telling you. I mean,
really?
I've heard it so many times. Today, we can't forget. It's 18 years. We can't forget because we can't keep an endless war if we can't keep the endless excuse that started the whole fucking lie. But like I said, no mention of Building 7. And rather anybody even acknowledges that Building 7 ever existed. I mean, it's like the Pearl Harbor thing. If you watch the old movie Tora Tora, you know, I never, until I, you know, got into trying to understand the history of this country, I never realized that, you know, there were warnings. The admirals knew it was going to happen. And the whole goddamn thing was a false fucking flag, and they've pretty much admitted it. But every year we come and we celebrate, we just act like it ain't a lie on this day or something. It's completely amazing that they have the fucking gall to do it, but this just shows to Goya that if they would do what they did on that day, and we know they did it, people, how diabolical are the enemy that we are facing? We better understand. I mean, they have no goddamn conscience, and they want these are the people who want to fucking subjugate us. And you think they won't take you out to that ditch and put that .40 caliber bullet in your head? You're just goofy. You don't understand them one little tiny bit. And now everything, everywhere that we, I mean, like you said, it was, everything was polished and glittered. And all the song, I mean, God Bless America. I'm listening to them singing. And I'm thinking about that, you know, the national anthem. They've made a big deal out of that in the past few years. And none of these songs that are being sung are about anything that exists anymore. It's laughable.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting.
It is disgusting. And it's going to, and like I said, man, there are people living in the goddamn streets and in tent cities across this fucking country. And they're there. It's like, you know, some kind of grand ball cotillion. And there were people hurt. And they wanted more people hurt. There were people killed. And they just went through this, you know, those Senate hearings or congressional hearings, whatever they were, to try to get the money for the people that were still getting cancer from the fallout from those buildings coming down. You know, that's the way it always works, isn't it? The greatest generation in the world that went over and, you know, saved international communism for the world. And the Vietnam, you know, the Vietnam vets come back with Agent Orange and stuff, and they glorify the war. Man, we can't spend enough goddamn money on the industrial war complex. But the people who are injured, two of my neighbors, in this house I lived in, I've lived in for about 25 years. I've watched two of my neighbors, their kids grew up with my kids on the street. I watched two of them that had been to Vietnam and exposed to the Agent Orange that died of it. And they, you know, they 23 years later, thanks to John McCain, there wasn't no Agent Orange in that hospital where he was fucking the nurses and having kids, you know, that piece of shit. But the people that, you know, people that are buying into this are people that have direct fucking connection to it anymore. That's all there is to it. I don't know nobody that fucking believes, that won't tell you that was a government operation that was designed to get the Patriot Act put into place and to go to take the oil from the Iraqis, crush the competition to the Jews in the Middle East, you know, because Iraq was. I mean, they were industrialists. And, I mean, they had thriving cities, man. Their people were living a good life like ours are right now. So when it comes to visit us, we seeded what we grew, and we're going to get a taste of it. Don't make no fucking doubts about it. But until then, I guess, you just endure this day. I've seen one of the police chiefs come up and go, "This is our longest, hardest day." Well, it should be. You know, it was a bad deal for the firefighters that went in. It was a bad deal for the people who were told to stay in those goddamn buildings when they knew they had them already wired to fucking bring them down. It was a bad day for everybody but the Jews who were called and told not to go to work. I mean, somebody in one of the comments, they put up a link to a study that was just done by international architects and engineers. This is an international study. They came in afresh, and they just for Building 7, and they said that building was de-fucking demolished. And today, when I go to watch, I'm waiting for him to get around to it because you know the lady, she's standing in front of the building on the day it happened, 18 years ago. She's standing in front of the building talking about it having collapsed before it collapsed. I mean, anybody that would buy into this shit, man, I got some swamp land in Arizona I want to sell you. At any rate, it's disgusting, and the whole goddamn situation is disgusting, and it's only going to get worse, people. You think about a group of people who have the, like I said, the vanity, the sickness in them to do something like that. It's all for mammon. It's all for power. It's all for the glory of Zion, for the capture of the fucking world, for the fucking Jews. You know what it's for. But people that would do that, when you start thinking about, you know, how you're preparing yourself for what's coming, and you understand that what a diabolical bastard you are up against, they have no qualms. They blew down two huge buildings in the middle of New York City, and they wanted more people to die. You know they did. I just get this knot in my stomach. It's just like this goddamn, I've been lied to since the day I was fucking born, you know, well, not by my parents, but I mean, the whole thing has always been a fucking lie. And it's come to the point to where they're telling you the truth and, we're your leaders. We're your masters. You're our subjects. You do what the government tells you. It's come to the point to where they're fucking rubbing our fucking faces in it, and they're little, and we're big. I don't get it. Joe McNeil said one of the few things I've ever agreed with the man about this morning on the Intel report, He said, you know, he ran over this the list of things, you know, like the killing of the Weavers and, the Branch Davidians and the whole thing. And he says that the one thing, we haven't done a thing about it. And we haven't done a thing about it. All of us should be ashamed, man. I mean, God Almighty, what kind of people are we? We have the law on our side. We can hold it right in our hands and read it to them. And as we're arresting them. This is what you did. You broke this fucking law. This is law. This isn't corporate policy. You could never have the corporate policies you've been committing the tyranny on the people of this country with for all these years. And you knew it. You knew it then. You know it now. You think you're going to do it with fucking force now. So I guess we're going to have to meet force with force. And we're going to have to blast your fucking asses out of our country. And the world needs to blast these fuckers off this planet. That is the only way they'll ever be. I mean, just people. I mean, this is just a small group. When you look at the whole of the fucking population of this earth, it is a tiny fucking group that causes it all just to be fucking miserable. What should be the most awesome experience getting to live and experience it and see it all? And like I said, you know, I've talked about it before. You know, when you're a little baby and that first taste of ice cream and all the wonderful things that are here for us to enjoy, these motherfuckers, they love misery. And once they get so much fucking wealth that it starts to bore them, then they want to create carnage. They see somebody happy, it bothers them somehow. I see somebody happy, I'm happy because they're happy. I'd rather see everybody around me happy. Who in the hell wouldn't? What kind of sick fuck do you gotta be? Well, we know what kind of sick fucks they are. Anyway, let's see what articles we got here. We got our hero every day, you know, our hero. Everybody get ready, bow your heads, because we're having our hero worship. Cop arrested on 61 charges for kidnapping and sexually assaulting. And they did. I mean, they used this event here. They're pushing the goddamn, those with the wonderful cops. Why aren't you worshiping these cops like you used to? Well, maybe because they're fucking killing us. That's why. Maybe we're watching them kill innocent fucking people daily. Raping women. Fucking raping babies. Maybe that's why. And every day that you push your fucking propaganda, we're going to have our goddamn salute to our fucking heroes here. Cop arrested on 61 charges for kidnapping and sexually assaulting women while on duty. No. There's just a few bad apples. Well, how many days in a row are we going to do this before we say, man, there's more than just a few fucking bad apples, aren't there? In fact, what you have here is an illegal occupation by a corporate fucking strong arm army. Enforcing the dictates of an unlawful fucking corporate fucking aristocracy. Arizona Department of Public... this was from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Arizona Department of Public Safety Trooper Termaine Jackson, 43, was arrested on Tuesday on a whopping 61 charges of everything from kidnapping to sexual assault. The trooper, who'd been with the department for 13 years, is accused of pulling women over and sexually assaulting them. And in this article, just like every article we're going to read like this, there's going to be the part where it's just this one guy. Now he's making all these wonderful cops that do all these wonderful things every wonderful fucking day. Every one of these son of a bitches violates the Bill of Rights every fucking day when they go out, when they pull somebody over for a ticket, when they fucking come up to anybody. They are illegitimate. They cannot be here. It is a violation of our rights for this fucking corporate standing army just to exist. Keep that in mind. This event started on May 19th, where we received an initial complaint about some inappropriate comments by Trooper Jackson to a female motorist. Remember, 13 years this guy's been on the force, on their enforcement, fucking corporate enforcement, said DPS Director Colonel, military rank. There was not supposed to be no military in our goddamn streets. They talk about posse comitatus. Yet when every time we see these bastards, they're in military, you know, like they got the flak jackets on, they got the Alice packs. I mean, they look like soldiers to me. I'm sorry. and they have the fucking insignia on their shoulders. So, and I'm a corporal, I'm a lieutenant, I'm a fucking, I'm a major. All, you know, the insignia is there. And this one here's Colonel Frank Milstead. Colonel. That is not a civilian, is it? That's military rank. And it's military rank that has been bestowed upon a private corporate fucking army. Blackwater USA, period. But this was only the tip of the iceberg. While we were investigating that May complaint on June 11th, we received a second complaint. This one also alleging inappropriate commentary and then also criminal behavior to the extent of sexual abuse. Milstead said, Trooper Jackson was using his position as Arizona State Trooper to bargain leniency for favor. In other words, this hero, and I love the way they did that, at least they, this hero, because they're all fucking heroes, don't you forget that. And all that NATO fucking New World Order fucking army that's out around the world fucking killing people in Yemen and fucking Iraq and all these other fucking countries to take their resources for their fucking masters, the Jews. They're all heroes. I don't think they know what that fucking word means. This hero officer was pulling women over and forcing them to give him sexual favors or face being kidnapped, a situation that only works if you have a badge. I mean, look at the omissions here. If this all happened all of a sudden, like what we've seen happen over, say, the last 20 years at least, or 30 years, if all of this just one day came out the next day and we passed all this shit and this is what the condition is, you'd have a fucking war in a sec. The people just shoot. They go, fuck you, and shoot. And this is what the thin edge of a thick wedge means. It means incrementalism. They have pushed us to incrementalism to their, you know, they're mocking themselves in this fucking article. I mean, the hero, yeah, that's what the heroes do. The Arizona Department of Public Safety, where the fuck did that come from? Is that a sheriff, a constable? No, that's a fucking corporation. They just don't have the INC behind this shit here. It's proud vulnerable organization with a storied past, Milstead said. Most of the employees serve Arizona with pride and integrity. See, that's what I mean. They'll come in and write at this one here. They're actually making a fucking joke of the fucking hero thing. Yeah, as heroes, they fucking, they'll pull your wife over and rape her on the side of the road. And that's it. But that's a hero, you know. It's just goddamn. It's getting to the point. It's fucking beyond ridiculous. And we're doing nothing about it. When one of our own betrays public trust, betray public trust, you don't have no public trust. You can't even exist under the law. You are criminals, period. If you do nothing more than just fucking put on the badge and pull the first fucking person over, you committed a crime. You can't exist. There is no authority from the people for you to exist. Public trust or breaks the law, we respond swiftly and without regret. Oh boy, According to Fox 10 on Tuesday night, Jackson was taken to the 4th Avenue jail before his first court appearance. He was booked on multiple counts of sexual abuse, attempted sexual abuse, and not to mention, when we go back here to this thing we're talking about, we hate to find this out, you know, the Department of Public Safety, you know, vulnerable organization with a story, what's a storied fucking past? I don't get it. I mean, what you can't miss in this article is the son of a bitch has been there for 13 fucking years. How many times has he done it? How many times have you covered for him and finally you reached a point? Well, you're going to find out why. With a storied past, Milstead said, most of the employees serve Arizona with pride and integrity. You goddamn right. When one of our own betrays public trust or breaks the law, we respond swiftly and without regret. 13 years this son of a bitch has been out there. Well, how, and I mean, it, it, well, get to it. According to Fox 10, on Tuesday night, Jackson was taken to the 4th Avenue jail before his first court appearance. He was booked on multiple counts of sexual abuse, attempted sexual abuse, sexual extortion, unlawful imprisonment, kidnapping, harassment, forgery, and tampering with a public record, among other charges. He's been doing all of this shit that he, that there's that many fucking counts, and nobody at the department noticed. Nobody just had a clue. Until somebody, you know, who filed a complaint who you couldn't throw in fucking jail because this guy, wait, see what he was doing. So far, a total of 8 women have come forward with allegations of abuse by this cop. According to the department, they worried that there could be even more victims because Jackson has been with the department for 13 years. How in the hell does something like this go on for 13 fucking years? Unless, you're not going to tell me nobody knew about it. I mean, oh, wow, nobody thought, he's been doing that for 13 years, really? Because DPS troopers are not required to wear body cameras, there is no video evidence to go back through. When asked if body cameras would have prevented the abuse, Milstead said, probably not. Cameras can be manipulated to a degree to allow people to do inappropriate, unlawful, illegal, criminal things, he said. And he's right. According to police, Jackson was immediately fired after he was arrested and is currently being held in the Maricopa County 4th Avenue Jail. The termitity of Trooper Jackson is horrifying. Milstead said, our job now is to respond appropriately. How do you respond appropriately? You know, it's going to be a huge bunch of fucking money that's going to come from the taxpayers of Arizona to pay all these fucking victims for this son of a bitch. I mean, aren't they supposed to be, do they watch their own? They claim that they watch their own. Who polices the police? People? Especially an illegal police force. That if you try to police them, I mean, how many people have been beaten for fucking trying to use their cameras to police the police? Or gone up and tried to fucking cite the law to police the police and been beaten down, taken in for a goddamn anal exam? Because police expect there to be more victims, they have set up a form of victims to fill out, for victims to fill out. If you or any someone you know has... was abused by this man, you can fill out a complaint from here. Jackson's case is eerily reminiscent to that of Officer Daniel Holtclaw. Holtclaw was a serial rapist cop who was sentenced to 263 years in prison in 2016 after being convicted of numerous rapes and sexual assaults while on duty. Holtclaw was convicted of 18 felony counts, including 4 counts of first-degree fucking rape in December of 2015. The evidence in the case showed that Holtzclaw actually went through the police database to find the vulnerable women that he could attack. And this is what I'm talking about here. Think of these son of a bitches. This is supposed to be, it's not a police. There can't be police in this goddamn country, people. We can have constables and sheriffs and the people's posse, and then it goes into the militia. That's what the goddamn law says. That is the law. As we reported at the time, after accessing the list of names that Holtclaw had run through the department's database, the sex crimes unit interviewed the women on the list and discovered six more women who accused Holtclaw of sexually assaulting them. The women had been afraid to report the crimes because most of them had a history of drug abuse or prostitution. According to the sex crime unit, Holtzclaw used one database to check for existing warrants and other database to see if any of the victims had reported him. This is all going on and this is a supervised fucking operation. This is like releasing the savages on the fucking frontier. And it's only going to get fucking worse, people. is.
They're operating under corporate law. I mean, they don't even look at our. What am I trying to say here? Like if an officer in the army or a military man does this kind of thing while he's operating under the authority of the army, and he gets caught for rape. That he gets a whole different set of rules. It's all corporate law, They don't even operate under our law.
Yeah, you get caught doing something like this in a war zone under a declaration of war, you get put up against the fucking wall and shot. That's what happens. And you're absolutely right. But, I mean, we'll see what happens to this fella. We'll see. I mean, this Holtzclaw, this is back some years ago, the one that was going through the database, but no doubt this other guy was doing the same thing. Find somebody with a warrant. You won't have to go to jail, but you're going to have to do something else. You understand what I'm saying? How many fucking, in 13 fucking years, nobody caught on this guy, what this guy was doing? And this other guy fucking, that 8 fucking women, that's the ones they know of. How many didn't even say, speak up about it, because of the stigma that would go along with it? And they're not fucking lawfully there. They are criminals. They are the biggest criminal element in this fucking country. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Help!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy and God Almighty. If that ain't none. And give none. Oh, man. And, you know, we've been talking about the fact that, Trump's slowed down and the fucking border crossings. DHS catch and release still frees 130 illegal. And that's what it says. E-fucking legal aliens every day into the United States. And there was a story yesterday. We didn't get to it. But the amnesty, you know, where they're not going to... they're going to hold the people until the fucking hearings for the amnesty. A judge shut that down. Nationwide injunction. So we played that game. We went around that loop again. That hula hoop just went around your ass again. You're just going to say this and then it's time for another here the catch and release. We're attacking that. Look what this the headline just says. It should be enough. DHS cuts catch and release, still frees 130 illegal aliens. Now, a couple of weeks ago, they laid that 1996 law on us, where if you were caught illegally in this country, that the Border Patrol, on their own authority, could take them and remove them from the fucking country. What happened to that, people? Are we going to hear that in a month or two again? I mean, we have went the full fucking circle again, and they're still pouring fucking across. I don't think they have any intent of stopping the fucking slave labor from pouring into this fucking country, not to mention the fighting age men that they're going to train for the fucking cannon fodder when they come to try to take our weapons away from us.
Yeah, Trump's right about that, and we all know this, you know. He's lying about that. It's the three-card fucking money. He's a goddamn circus barker. He says shit that never comes to fruition. He's a lying piece of shit. You know, there's nothing else really to say about it.
It just truly, another thing that amazes me. Stands right there and look you right in the eye, tell you something and do the exact opposite. And then you're just sitting there rather than, all you do is sit there and wait for the next lie so you can justify doing nothing. Unbelievable. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent by Misty for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. While the Department of Homeland Security has cut down on the number of border crossers, bullshit. Now, see, when they're counting these, what they're counting here is what are coming through the ports of entry. And you've seen the video where the private fucking railroad terminals, private property that you can't cross over on. If you stepped on it, you'd go to fucking jail. Where the Border Patrol vehicles are sitting there waiting for the trains to come in with these bastards on it. They drive down there, then they take this fancy fucking bus down there and pick them up and bring them back in, and they're already across. They're bringing them across the fucking border. And they're doing it every day. And the numbers you're getting here are horse shit. But even though at that, there's still 130 a day. Illegal, that same word, and you reported there is a 1996 law that says you can just toss them out. I guess you don't want to. That is not the intent, right? While the Department of Homeland Security has cut down on the number of border crossers and illegal aliens they release into the United States interior, the agency continues to release nearly 130 individuals a day. Illegals, not supposed to be here. That 1990, covered by that 1996 law that Trump is not enforcing. Your knight in shining armor that was going to deport every fucking one of them is not enforcing. And as far as the amnesty thing, and the judge stepping in, all Trump has to do is sign us out of that treaty like he signed us out of the Iranian treaty. Just sign a fucking piece of paper. He could have done it day one. It was never his intent. He is a dirty, two-faced, lying carnival barker, just like Mark said. Between August 27th and September 2nd, DHS has released 900 border crossers and illegal aliens and illegal aliens and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States. This indicates that the current rates, DHS is releasing a little more than 128 border crossers and illegal aliens every day. A slight drop, and this is only at the ports of entry, a slight drop compared to the 192 border crossers and illegal aliens who were released at, who were released every day between July 23rd and August 26th. Now, they admitted they were up at 668,000. And that was just about a month ago when they admitted that. We read the article on the air. But look in this article. They're here. They're telling you. They're telling you that they're fucking still letting them in. But they're trying to fucking belittle the numbers. I mean, they think that we can't do fucking simple math. Addition and some subtraction, for Christ's sakes. This isn't geometry. This isn't algebra. Despite these releases, DHS has made significant cuts to the catch and release program since President Trump enacted the Remain in Mexico policy that mandates border crossers wait out their asylum process in Mexico rather than being released into the United States. And this is what that judge, the article was up, I think, yesterday or the day before. This is what that judge just put a national injunction on. And here this story, comes out today, and they're acting like that didn't fucking happen. In a month, they'll tell you, boy, they've really ripped across since that judge put that injunction. Man, you better vote them fucking Republicans in. Oh, wait a minute. The Republicans, they want them here, too, because they're the fucking corporate elite, and they want slave labor, and they want to take everything that belongs to the American nationals for themselves. The catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities, as well as flying them into the interior of the country. It's still going on, people. It is still fucking going. Invasion is still on. As they're having this goddamn, it's like a coronation for a king. This fucking celebration of a fucking tragedy. That was a fucking false flag and a lie. This celebration of a fucking lie is being used for cover as they're fucking pumping more in. And you're paying for it. And dropping them off with the hope they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. And they had told you about the law. 1996, remember? Bush didn't enforce it. Fucking Obama didn't enforce it. And now Trump is not enforcing it. The guy who said he was going to get rid of every one of them. Day one, DACA was gone, remember? This lying son of a bitch who's going to come up and say the same. He just come up and just tell the same fucking lies, and it's going to be the same fucking result. Except I think that I got to believe it. All the people who went and registered to vote, they did it for one goddamn reason. People had never voted in their lives, and that's what made the fucking difference. For their fucking show, so that they could show a reason for putting this bastard in when that was there at the top, at the end of the fucking, at the end of the night when they were doing the election, they made a fucking phone call and said, no, it's got to be Trump, Hillary, it'll get out of control on us, those fucking guns will be on us. So it's got to be Trump because we can hold this con, we can keep stealing by the billions for fucking four more years. We're coming up on it. Four more years of theft of our natural resources, people. Four more years of our people being impoverished. People living in fucking cars, working full-time jobs because they cannot afford a fucking apartment because they're pumping the goddamn illegals in here. And the middle class is fucking, the people who still have decent jobs are paying a fucking, just like for a $24 aspirin, $1,000 for a goddamn, $1,000 a month for a goddamn apartment for these guys and setting the price. Was somebody trying to get in there?
Hey, Henry.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I just sent you this through a text, but, man, I think you're 100% right about the elections again, man. I just received a text right at the beginning of the show, uh-huh. And it was from BBC Research, man. And it said, can you help me out? We're conducting a short survey about the next year's presidential primaries and caucuses using a scale of 1 to 5, where a 5 means that you are very interested in the elections and a 1 means that you aren't. How interested are you? And they wanted me to reply back. I don't know if anybody else got this text, but I'm not a registered voter or anything, but I just sent that to you as well, man. And I guess they are concerned when they're sending crap out like that.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I don't believe that many people are going to show up to vote. But I mean, they're in California, they're telling the illegals they get a vote. I mean, is this the point of the takeover when they're are they going to announce it? That, we can't get nobody here to give us consent, so we're going to take consent from these fucking foreigners who are here illegally. They'd have no problem violating our laws. 1 to 5, how interested are you? Fucking. I don't know. I'm not yet registered to vote either, so I wouldn't get that survey, but I'll be interested to see if that was the only question on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not registered at all myself. I'm not registered to vote.
Unless they snuck in and registered you. I mean, they're
I don't know.
Were they just right? Well, were you ever registered?
No, I was never registered to vote, man. Never. I never voted a day in my life because I fought a sham as a teenager.
Right on. Good for you.
You got to be a complete idiot to vote. I mean, if you don't know by now that it's rigged, you're an idiot. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, these new propagandists, people, what the deal is they have just a certain...
Go ahead. Text, though, Henry. I mean, it's from BBC. I mean, I don't even know what that is.
British Broadcast Service. Wait, Lur's...
No, not BBC. It's V. VBC.
Lur's telling me. Henry.
As in van.
What?
They automatically register you when you get your driver's license.
VBC is V. VBC.
Okay. Yeah, she's got that. Charles was saying, they automatically register when you get a driver's license, right?
I didn't know that. And I didn't have my driver's license since I was 16. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. It's like in the schools, you know, when it used to be the field trips and shit when you were a kid, your parents had to say yes. Now you have to opt out. You have to say actually tell them no. Or else it's just automatic that they're in fucking control. What you need to do is I'll send you the link to the website to go to where you can unregister to vote and unregister to vote. I mean, they do it without your permission. I mean, this whole goddamn thing, you're a serf, you're a subject. They can do with you as they please, they think. But that's what we had to do. I mean, we had to unregister to vote. That's what people need to do. The people who are not going to go along with this, if you're not going to go along with it, don't fucking matter. If they're going to bring whatever fucking illegals it takes in here and tell them that it's all right for them to vote so that they can get through their fucking election, the tyranny's still going to be there. You're still going to have to fight them. At least as a person, as an American national, you're telling them, I'm not fucking going along with this. You do not have my consent to do what you're doing. And by the law, what I fucking say is what fucking goes, not what you fucking say. And you think of the very idea of a foreigner voting in your election. I mean, goddamn it, 20 years ago, the people who lived in, they would have said, well, that's just a mistake. Somebody wrote down the wrong fucking thing. It's ridiculous. It's beyond fucking ridiculous. But that's what they want. And they want 16-year-olds to be able to vote. Because, a 16-year-old, I mean, you're not, you don't know nothing. You have no life experience. You don't know what the fuck's out there in the working world. You don't know what's going on in the world. You've got a fucking video game in front of your face 24/7. You know how to play a good game of fucking Mortal Kombat. But think about that. A 16-year-old fucking, they're desperate for voters is what it is, people. They are fucking desperate, and we'll see if they're desperate enough to start accepting on a federal level that the goddamn foreigners can vote. Or maybe they'll say...
Yeah, well, I mean, how many foreigners have registered to get their driver's license? I mean, you know, goddamn. I mean, they're going to let a fucking burrito in from down south, and he's going to get the vote tomorrow.
Well, I know that when Clinton was, I think it was Bill Clinton when he was elected, I know that he actually sent fucking ballots down to California explicitly to be given to fucking illegals to fill out. And because, you know, it's a fraud, people. It's like the goddamn Social Security cards. If you or I went and got a phony Social Security card and got caught using it, well, what the fuck would they do to us? You would go to federal prison. That's a felony. I heard one guy on there, he goes, well, a couple of members of my family's had to do it because he's down in California, right? And there's no law. There is just no fucking law, because the only law there ever really was the fucking common law. And the people, you know, the people had the right to arrest and fucking prosecute. And then they bring in this administrative admiralty, which is just, it's just a corporation with fucking committees. It's because it's communism. Communist committees making decisions. Well, this is the law today. This will be the law tomorrow. And it is all a fucking fraud. And if we don't stop it, people, I mean, there are 7 billion people on this planet. If we just keep letting them in, it's 129. We got it down to 129. We're telling you about. And then there's the ones that are coming off the train. And then there's the ones that are just crossing the fucking border. And then I want to go on this article because they make some claims down here that we're going to talk about. We got a little bit of time. The overwhelming majority of the border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country. Once they are released into the United States today, there are anywhere between, and I love that, we know that there's been almost a goddamn million of them this year, 668,000, and that was a month ago. And we know, and what they've been telling us, this 11 to 22, first they told us 11 million for how many years as they were pouring across. And then they had to, well, it could be as much as 22 million. Fucking try 100 million, 22 million people. But, I mean, it's between 11 and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country. Bullshit. The majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Well, out here where I live ain't none of those places, and they're thick as fucking fleas. So if that's where the concentration is, I'd hate to see how concentrated they are. Of those 900 border crossers and illegal aliens released by DHS, they're telling you, they're illegals. That's aiding and abetting, isn't it? In the violation of a law, isn't it? I don't know. It would be in the common law. That would be aiding and abetting an illegal activity, wouldn't it? Released by DHS in 7 days, 400 were dropped off in San Antonio, Texas, 200 were dropped off in Phoenix, Arizona, and El Paso, Texas, and another 100 were released into San Diego, California. And where do they go from there? Since December 21st, 2018, DHS has released about 225,600 border crossers. That's 227. That makes another million right there. We're not going to say 23 million. You've been using that number for about 3 years now. I mean, you've shown us more than that. And that's just the ones you're counting. Border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States. About 86,000 of those released since December have been dropped off in San Antonio. They keep going to San Antonio. They're trying to act like this problem is fucking centralized down there. Bullshit. Oregon is infested with them. And I gotta bet every fucking state in the union is infested with them. I say there's 100 fucking million of them. And how many illegal people can come in here illegally before we're outnumbered, people? What the hell was that? Huh, where were we here? 86,000, huh? Okay. Of those released since December have been dropped off in San Antonio, while 74,900 have gone to El Paso, 42,200 have gone to Phoenix, 21,500 have been released in San Diego. Well, that's where they were released, but they're telling you here that they're flying them into the interior of the United States. They're going to Minnesota. They're going to goddamn North Dakota, South Dakota, you name it, fucking Montana, every state in the fucking union. This is an invasion. God damn, think if the tyrants of the past, Stalin and Hitler, If they could have just fucking just flew their people where they wanted them, and just and somebody and the people they were invading would kick their own people out of their houses and give them their houses, God damn, what a fucking coup that would be for an invasion, huh? Not a shot fired. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants, with an overwhelming majority, nearly 70%, coming through the process known as chain migration. And that's not legal. This is taking from every fucking... Every time one of these bastards crosses the border, they're taking from it every individual sovereign national that this fucking land belongs to. They have to be. They're taking resource from us. They're displacing us. And they're taking from us without our procedural due process of law. Which I said, like I said, there was some professor in an article the other day that I had that I didn't get to. A lot of people would just get rid of a lot of that Bill of Rights. They really don't want those freedoms and liberties. I mean, the gall that these son of a bitches have. But why shouldn't they is the whole point. They did 9/11. They did it, and the majority of the people in this country fucking know it. But they're getting away with it. Why should they stop if there's nobody going to do any, if there's not going to be any consequences to their fucking actions is the point. Until there starts, go ahead, sorry.
No guts.
Now people will, like I said, people, you'll start dealing with it when you start finding your kids out in your yard chopped up with fucking machetes. Maybe then you'll grow the guts necessary to fucking start dealing with this problem. Hard to tell how many you're going to be facing by then. Because, hey, they're just coming. They're illegal and they're still coming in. They're telling you, we're letting illegals in. We're letting them in. And that's just the ones at the goddamn, like I said, at the ports of entry. Anyways, guys, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just, you know, it ain't that the people don't have the guts. It's this, we depended too much on leaders. These son of a bitches are not our leaders. They are our enemies. That's what you got to get through your head. In times past, in my grandfather's times, the families would have started getting together. The men would have started getting together and say, these son of a bitches are trying to, they're fixing to take our shit from us. And they would have just went and took matters into their own fucking hands. They'd have found some of them fucking, these goddamn, so-called leaders hanging from a fucking bridge. Or dumped in a fucking ditch. When it gets to this goddamn point, you're at fucking war. Believe it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.